Zog the Gemara daf Yudah mit Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Tony Levi, Mavui shu rochev esrim amo. If you have a Mavui, that's wide 20 amo. So because it can only be 10 amos, like the Mishnah says in daf Beis, so noyetz kona be'emtzi iso. You place a pole smack in the middle of the entrance of the Mavui, that splits it up, so it's now 10 or less than 10. The pole itself takes up room. Less than 10 on the right, less than 10 on the left. So Mamela, that's how you machshe this Mavui, the entrance of being 20. Noyetz kona be'emtzi iso evidayoi. Zog the Gemara, who tonal vu amala, the ain aloha kaisa Mishnah. Levi himself was tonila and he said, the aloha is not like this, Braisa, and that's not how you mevatel the reichav of the Mavui. Zog the Gemara, ikadamri, oma shmu mishmeda Levi, ain aloha kaisa Mishnah. Not Levi himself said it, but Shmuel said it bishmoi. Zog the Gemara, so how do you mesakin this Mavui that's 20? El hechi ovid. Zog the Gemara, Omer Shmuel Mishmeda Levi, Dav Yudomid Beis, Oy Sepas Gavoya Soga. You make a mechitza that's at least 10 tochim tall, B'meshech Arba Amois, and it goes into the Mavui, into the Mavui, 4 Amos into the Mavui. So it's not just a pole that's separating the entrance, but it's actually a pass, a wall that's going into the Mavui that separates it, so now it's actually 2 Mavois. And you place this pass, the Meshach Arba, into the inside, going into the Orkosho Mavui. So once you created this type of separation, then you created two Mavoyos. And then it's a proper Hepsik. And then you would need two Lechayim. Because since this pass is 4 Amos, so that itself is a Shem Mavui. Because Dalal Amos is a Shem Mavui. So over here, you attack a created 2 mavoyes, each one 10, and mele you need 2 lechaim for each entrance to be matted the 2 mavoyes. So there's really a machlekes we showing him, what does this pass that's reichav arba, that's erich arba, amas into the mavoy do? The Ravid taka learns, the Rajba brings a Ravid, that it makes it that it's now 2 mavoyes. So if it's 2 mavoyes, so now if you're going to place a koira by this entrance, so it has to be a lechi or a koira, but if you place a koira, it has to be on top of this wall, or betoch gimel, of this new wall that you created, b'meshach arba amos, because that's how the din of a koira is. The koira has to be munachas al gabov. So if it's a din mavui that you're creating, so then you need it to be on top. Mashenkin Ritva says that this divrei nevius, loshon of the Ritva is ain zel divrei nevius to say that it's a new mavui and you have to put the koira on top of it. No. All this does is that it splits the opening, that it's not 20. Be'etzim zok the Ritva, the Gon Yankov explains the Ritva that way, that be'etzim, the pole that you placed originally, the Gemara wanted to say, be'etzim would also break up the Mavui. Just the reason why the pole is not good is because osi avir the ha'gisra, the ha'gisra mevatale. The avir is mevatal this pole. The pole is not going to do it. Masha'inka, when you have already a pass, which is orich of arba amis, so mele the avir is not going to mevatale because that's a shame Mavui ba'alma. But not the pshat that you're creating two Mavui. You're just splitting up the entrance that it's a Pesach and it's not Rochev Esrim. It's just a way of break up the entrance, so it's a big Afkamina. According to Ritva, the Mavui is the original Mavui. Just it was 20, so now you made the Pesach 10 and 10. How did you make the Pesach 10 and 10? By placing something Choshev that's on this battle through the Avir. But La'olam, the Kura doesn't have to be on top of that. It can remain 10 Tvachim. The Kura could be on the original walls of the Mavui. Mashenkin, according to the Rajba, that he's b'shem the Ravid, that he says this is creating a new Mavui, that's what it is. So Mamela, the Kura has to be Al-Gabov Taka, because you're making a new Mavui. It's not the void, you start breaking up the Pesach. You're making a new Mavui, so then Hilch's Mavui, the Kura has to be on the walls of the Mavui. Now, Tosis earlier on, Daf Hey said that we had a machlokes Rav Yosef and Abaye, what the Shir Mavui is. According to Rav Yosef, a Shir Mavui is Dalat Tvachim. So Tosis Bavarns, even Rav Yosef that says a Shir Mavui is Dalat Tvachim, he agrees that over here, in order to break up a Mavui and make it into two Mavoyes, then you need that the Shir has to be Dalat Amos to break it up into two Mavoyes. He's learning Al-Kaponim like the Ravid that you're making two Mavoyes. So even though usually I hold the Shir Mavui is Dalat Tvachim, but to break up an existing Mavui and make it into two Mavois, for that you need Dalal Amis Taka.
Zog Tosis over there in Daf Hey, the Mamas Chomer Abaya, Shema Lechalik Mavui Lebeis Mavois, Moide Rav Yosef de Tzorch Dalal Amis. So Mele won't be a Raya Keneget, Shitas of Yosef like Abaya. But we see Al-Kaponim that Tosis learns that you're being Lechalik the Mavui into two Mavois, like the Ravid, like the Raj brings the Shem to Ravid. Mashenka the Ritva learns, it's a whole different word. It's the pshat is the be'etzim, you're not creating a new Mavui. You're just splitting up the Pesach. You're making two Psochim. Just originally, the Gemara wanted to say you just place a pole over there. No, it's kona. You place a kona over there. But the Gemara said that's not the way to do it, because a kona zokt mitzva is this battle through the avir. It's not choshev enosh enough. It's not enough of a hecker to create two psochim. Masha enka, when you take something which is a sheer mavui, not that you're creating another mavui. So then taka, it's choshev that it's on this battle, and then you have this mavui with two psochim. So mamela now the nafkamina would be like he says that the kura would taka. Not have to be on top of this new area that you created that's only Yutvachim Tol, because the walls of the original Mavui is where you place the Kaira on.
Zogdim Ovaite Inami Kitrav Yehuda, meaning there's another Eitzah how to be Mamayat, the opening of a Mavui if it's more than 10. The Gemara is saying the first Eitzah was that you take a Pas Gavoya Asora, the Meshach Arba, and you split up into the Mavui, either to Psochim or to Mavois. But if let's say you have another Eitzah, if let's say you have a Mavui entrance is 15, Inami Kitrav Yehuda, you can do as follows. The Omer Rav Yehuda, Mavui Shurochav Chomesh Esre Amo. If you have a Mavui, its opening is 15 Amo, and it can't be more than 10. So you take a panel, Machik Shtei Amos. You take this panel not by the beginning of the Koisel, but you remove it 2 Amos away from the entrance on the right. But Oisapas Shalosh Amos, and you close off the entrance 3 Amos of panel. So what's left? 3 Amos is closed off, 2 Amos is open, and the other side you have 10 Amos. And 10 Amos is the proper entrance to a Mavui. Now, why is the 3 Amos good enough to mevatel if l'chari you have to mevatel the whole 5? The Teretz says, because oimen meruba alaporetz. Since you have Sholosh, which is oimed, which is a majority of a standing wall panel, versus 2 next to it, which is porets, which is less. So oimen meruba alaporetz is mevatel the porets, and it makes it like sosum. So mele, it's as if you have the 15 amma opening is totally closed, though 5 of it is closed, and you only have 10 remaining open. Why? Oymen meruba alaporetz makes this like it's sosum, and mele, you have only 10 that remain open. Now, versteht sich, this cheshbon of Rabbi Yehuda, you can do the same thing by 20. By 20, you do the exact same thing, just on the other side too. On the right side, you do 2 amas a space, and then 3 amas a panel, and then 10 amas open. And then on the left side, you do again, 3 amas panel and 2 amas of a space. So you have 5 and 5 that are considered closed because of Sholosh is Mevatel Deshtayim, the 3 panel wall, the pass of Gimel is Mevatel Deshtayim, Oymen Meruba Alaporetz on both sides. And then Mamele, you have 10 in the middle, and then you have a proper Mavui with the 10 that you can be Machshir with the regular Lechi or Kaira. Now the Gemara is going to have a few technical questions. Why did you have to make such an Echatimtza of 2 open and then 3 panel? You could have done other ways to close up the extra 5 that you're trying to make the 15 into 10. Frag the Gemara, v'amai, yasepas amu mechzo, v'yachik shtei amis, v'yasepas amu mechzo. You could have done a pass that's only 1.5 amu wide, a panel, and then you have an opening of 2 amis, and then again you have a pass of 1.5 amma. So 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3, plus 2 in the middle is 5, and then the remaining 10 is what you have. So why do you have to have dafka 3 and 2? You could have done 1.5, space of 2, and then 1.5. Now the fundamental between this case and the previous cases is because right now you're only doing a pass of 1.5, an opening of 2, and then again a pass of 1.5. A pass of 1.5 is less than 2. The only reason why you have oimim rubal laporutz is you have to come on to the 2 panels of 1.5. 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3, and that will be mevatel the 2 open. But it's not oimid meruba next to the opening itself. It's oimid mishneit stodim. You have to have oimid 1.5, and then a space of 2, and then an oimid of 1.5. So 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3. That would be mevatel the opening of 2. So the fact that Gemara did not say this Echatimtza, you could bring a raya that this would not be considered oimen mugubala poritz. Zogti Gemara, shmami no, the fact that we didn't say this case of 1.5 panel, and then 2 open, and then 1.5 panel, and that's how you want to close up the extra 5 of the 15. Shmami no oimen mugubala poritz mishtei ruchois, lo yava oimed. If you have oimen mugubala poritz from 2 sides, not directly from next to it, but rather adding 2 sides together, that's not called oimed mugubala poritz. That doesn't make it that it's oimed. Zog the Gemara, there's no raya from here. There's no raya that oimed mishtei rucha is lo hava oimed. Lo oilam eim lo hava oimed. Really, oimed mishtei rucha is 1.5 plus 1.5 would be mevatel the 2 in between. V'shayni hocha, the osi avira da haigisa, v'avira da haigisa mevatele. You have 1.5 of a panel, 2 of space, and 1.5 a panel. Be'etzem 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3, would be mevatel the 2 in between. But over here, the panel that's next to the open area of 10, is considered that panel of 1.5 is this battle because of the avira of 2 and the avira of 10 on the other side of that panel, meaning the movi that we left open 10, is mevatel this panel now 1.5. You started off on the right side of the entrance of the movi, a 1.5 panel. Then you have a space of 2. Then you have a 1.5 panel. So ein chadami 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3. It's mevatel the 2. But if you continue going towards the left, you have the avira of 10. So now this panel on the left of 1.5 is, on the one hand, you have 2 next to it of Avir, and you have 10 of Avir next to it. So Avir da Agisa is mevatel this 1.5 panel. So Mamela Loilam Oimid Meruba Mishtet Stodim Hava Oimid. But not when you have Avir da Agisa, Vavir da Agisa, that's mevatel it. So Mamela, we couldn't say this case, not because Oimid Mishtet Stodim Laam Rinon, not because Oimid Meruba Mishtet Stodim Laam Rinon. It's because Avir da Agisa, Vavir da Agisa is mevatel it.
Now the Goyen Yankov and the Rishash say this, the Yisrael is a good difference that what we're saying now, that also the Avir, the Hagisu, the Hagisu Mevatale, that the 10 Amis of Avir and the 2 Amis of Avir are going to be Mevatale, the pass of 1.5 next to it. You don't say that by the original Gemara when we said that you have a space of 2 and a pass of 3. That's how you want to close up the breach of 15. By closing up by regular, simple, deducting 5, by a Avir of 2 and a pass of 3. Maybe say the same thing. Avir da Hagisa da Hagisa Mevatale. The Avir of 10 and the Avir of 2 should Mevatale the 3. And the Chilik is Poshet. Because when you have Oymen Merubah Laporetz, 3 is more than 2, so that Oymen Merubah is Mevatale the Shtayim and makes it into Sosum. So now you can't say Avir da Hagisa da Hagisa Mevatale. This Avir of 2 became Sosum. You don't have Avir da Hagisa da Hagisa. So that's why the 3 and 2 is Takin Eitzah. Takin mean is battle. Masha Enkein, when we want to do now, and we want to make Avir of 2, meaning a pass of 1.5 and an Avir of 2 and a pass of 1.5. Over here we're saying the pass of 1.5 is this battle because the 10 next to it and the 2 next to it are more. Over here, the Oymen Merubah was not an Oymen Merubah on its own. It was only an Oymen Merubah Mishteit Stodim. 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3, and that's Mabato the 2 next to it. But Kolzman, you don't have the 1.5 plus 1.5, all you have is 1.5. 1.5 on its own is less than 2. So over here, the 1.5 is this battle because the 2 have it next to it and the 10 have it next to it. Because then, that's mevatel the 1.5. Because it's not a real oymed, it's only an oymed merubah mishteit stodim. So that didn't create that it was soysim the inside yet. Masha'enkein, when you have 3 and 2, 2 Avir and 3 pass, so then you're not going to say that Avir of 10 and Avir 2 is Mevatlit. Because the Avir 3 already made it that the Avir of 2 that was open became Sosum, and you don't have Avir de Hagisa de Hagisa. It comes out a big Yisrael in this Rishash, that when we say Oymen Merubah ala Porutz makes the Porutz Kesosum, that's only by a regular Oymed of 3 next to 2. When you have an Oymed next to a Porutz, that makes the Porutz Sosum. Masha'enka, when you have an Oymed Merubah Aidei Shneit Stodim, when you have 1.5 plus 1.5, that now is going to make the 2, that it's not going to stare me, even though 2 is more than 1.5, that type of Oymed Merubah ala Porutz is not going to be soysim the Avir. It's not going to make the Avir kasosum. It's just going to be mevatalit, because Oymed Mishteit Stodim is considered Oymed Merubah ala Porutz. But it's not going to make the Porutz that it's mamish sosum. So mainly you remain with the din of Avir da Agisu da Agisa, which is mevatle. And that's how the Gemara has the kasha, dafka over here, not before. Now in the original Shlav of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that you make a pass of Sholosh after they have a space of 2, and that's how you close up the extra 5. Zok Toises, Dibamasa Va'oise Pas Sholosh Ames, V'tzorich Lechi Acher. This pass of Sholosh is not going to be the Lechi. You need another additional Lechi. You need a Lechi to be mati the opening of 10. The Ha'pas Loi Mahani. This pass is not going to be a Lechi. Hoyo Muflik Min HaKoysel. It's the Maisa 2 Ames removed from the Koysel, so that's not going to be a Lechi for this Mavui. However, Zok the Mogen Avrom and Shin Samach Gimel, that over here, the pass would yes work as a lechi. Because the whole reason why a pass doesn't work as a lechi, meaning the whole reason why a lechi doesn't work when it's not close to the koisel, is because the avir is mevatel the lechi. So the lechi has to be next to the koisel of the mavui. But over here, the pass goof is mevatel the avir. That's goof what Sholosh does to the two. Oymed Merubah Laporetz is mevatel, makes the two like sosum. The whole reason why lechi has to be next to the koisel, because if it's not next to it, the avir is a space in between, makes it that it's not a shame lechi. Avir is mevatel the lechi. But over here, the lechi gufa, the pas gufa, is mevatel the avir. So then why can't it be? Why can the 3 serve as a lechi?
So Zok Demogen Avram, the fact that it's removed from the koisel is not a problem and it can serve as a lechi. And la oilam, the pas can serve as a lechi and don't need an additional lechi. Lemaiser, b'kivegen tshuvas, he says you need another lechi. Because at the end of the day, this pas cannot do two things. The pas is mevatel the avir of two next to it. The sholosh pas is mevatel the avir. So then it can serve as lechi. It can have two functions. It can function as a bittel of avir and also serve as a lechi. So memeli you need another lechi. Not because it's removed from the avir. It's not a mevatel the avir. But it can't serve as a lechi if its function is to be mevatel the avir. Meaning since this pas of three is soisim the pirts of two next to it, so then it can serve as lechi, zokti b'kivega. Ein chenami, mitzad the pas that it's meruchik from the koisel, that's not a problem why it's not a lechi, like the Magen Avraham says. But the reason why it can't serve as a lechi is because this pas of gimel is being soisim the pirts of two. It's functioning as a being soisim pirtsa. So mele can't serve as a lechi. It can't do two functions. If it's soisim the pirtsa, then it's not a lechi. And that's why you need a lechi besides the pas of gimel. Now, in the second slav of the Gemara de Kasha, why do you do space of two and then three? Do a pass of Amma Mechza and then a space of two and then a pass of Amma Mechza. So Tosa says, he brings Rashi. Rashi says that why you're muching with a pass of three, just do it simple. Make a pass of 1.5, it's much easier. Zok Tosa says, Pilish Rashi, that Ma'atzche pass Gimel Amas, Yachad, Mash Masha Makshaba Lahokil, we're coming to make it easier for you. Why look for a panel that three Amas? Just take a panel of 1.5 and 1.5 and two in between. Veloy Mash Mahochi, Zok Tosa says, not Mash, but that the Kasha that we're asking the Gemara is to make it easier. Like the Gemara is going to say soon, and the Gemara is going to ask numerous other kashas. The Gemara answers, we're not matriach you to do this, and that's how the Gemara's maskana comes out. That the question is that we want to make it harder for you. That's all the kashas in the sugi over here. Not like Rashi says, why look for a panel of three? It's easy to do 1.5. No, we see from the Gemara's teretz later on that we're not matriach you, that we're coming to be machmer on you, to make it harder. So what's that pshat? What's unique? Why do we want to make it 1.5 and 1.5? What's the pshat? What's unique about that? Zok Tosas lekach nida de poich v'yase pas amo mechza. The reason why the Gemara has a kasha, make 1.5 panels and two space and 1.5 panels. The hocha odi tvei the kshiyesh gifuf eletzadze uletzadze nira yosef pesach. We're taking a movie that's opening of 15. We want to minimize it to 10. Now you're enclosing it with three and you're leaving an opening of two, or you're enclosing it with an 1.5. And then two space, and then 1.5. Zok Tosas, you rather do 1.5 and 1.5 and two in between, so it looks more like a Pesach. What are you doing to this Mavui? You're making this second opening into a Pesach, so it's not a Pirtza. After all, 15 is a Pirtza. So you have to make it that it's only 10. What's the second opening? Another Pesach next to it. So it looks more like a Pesach when you have Gifufe on each side of it. When you have a wall of 1.5 and a wall of 1.5 and two in between, that looks like a proper Pesach. Mashenka, when you have an opening of two and a wall of three next to it, and you don't have a wall on each side, that looks less like a Pesach. So mainly we'd rather make it more like a Pesach, a look of a Pesach, because that's how you're being machshe the Mavui, with a small Pesach next to the big Pesach of 10. Frag the Gemara weiter, Nukasha, why do you say the eights of three? A pass of three next to two. And so in Chama, you don't want to do 1.5, 2, 1.5, because Avir Dagis and Dagis and Mavatalei, Frag the Gemara, Nuetzer, I can close up the extra five by making a pass of one amma, opening of one, pass of one, opening of one, pass of one. So altogether it's five. Pass, open, pass, open, pass. Three passim, two openings, each one an amma, equal, and that's how you solve the problem of having 15. You diminish the five into pass amma and opening of amma. And Lamaisi, you made gifufim on both sides. So what's wrong with doing it this way? You have all the milas. And you're making it harder to enter. So fakert, you want to keep the original entrance of 10, because that's where you're placing the lechi. That's where you're placing the kairo. So you want that to be the main entrance. You don't want this to be too comfortable. It's a Pesach, but not too comfortable. So why are you muching with 3 and 2? Zok di gemara. Shmami no. From the fact that I did not say this kechetimtza of 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, meaning pass, aver, pass, aver, pass, each one, one. Shmami no oimit kaporetz osur. Meaning, How do you look at, we know Oymen Meluba Leporitz is considered, that the Poritz is considered Sosum. We know Porutz Yosem and Oymed is a problem. What about if it's equal? Oymed Kaporutz. So there's two ways of looking at Oymed Kaporutz. If it's exactly equal, one Amma open and one Amma closed, is Oymed Kaporutz Asur or is Oymed Kaporutz Mutter? From the fact that we did not say a passive Amma and opening of Amma, passive Amma and opening of Amma and a passive Amma, is a right that Oymed Kaporutz is Asur, and we didn't want to say a case that is not going to be considered a wall. It's Asur. Now this is a machlokes later on, Zog Rashi, Plukte Rapopo Ravuna Breda Avishuahi, Bishili Pirkin, Vishmami Hokam. Here you can deduce the Rav Yudik Ravuna Svile that Oymed Kaporitz is also. Now Zog Rashi, Ulefikach Kol Amas Porutz, Oyseres, Oymed Sheetzlo. When you have an opening of an Amma, it asses the Oymed next to it. Vinimtse Sheen Kan Steamer. Meaning, when do you have a steamer? When you have Oymed Ruvala Porutz. But Oymed Kaporitz, you don't have a steamer. So Mela, that opening is going to asser, the opening of an Amma is going to asser the Oymed of an Amma next to it. Because you don't have a steamer of the Amma that's open. You don't have Oymed Ruvala Porutz. Oymed Kaporitz is also. Zog de Gemara, there's no raya. Lo'ilam Oymed Kaporitz is not also. Lo'ilam Emelach Mutter. Oymed Kaporitz is Mutter. So why do you say this eighth of Amma and then a passive Amma and then opening of Amma, a passive Amma, opening of Amma, and a passive Amma? Zog de Gemara, v'shayni hocho. The osa avira the high gisa. U the high gisa, umavatale. The Gemara says now, it's similar to us like before. At the end of the day, you don't have Oymed Rubala Poritz. And like the Rishas says, if you don't have Oymur ala Poritz, you never mevatel the Amma next to it. So if you have a passive Amma and opening of Amma, passive Amma, opening of Amma, and a passive Amma, that last pass is going to be in this battle because Avira da'agisu da'agisu mevatelay. The Avir next to that last pass of 10 Ammas of the original opening, and the Avir next to it on the other side of an Amma is going to be mevatel this passive an Amma. The passive Amma is going to be in the battle because of Avira da'agisu da'agisu mevatelay. But the oilam oimit kaparitz is mutter. But now when you have avira da'agisa with da'agisa, that's mevatalit. And this is the Rishash's Yisoid again. Oimit kaparitz, even if you hold oimit kaparitz is mutter, doesn't make the paritz sosum. Because if it will make it kasosum, then you don't have avira da'agisa with da'agisa mevatalit. By oimit murbala paritz, so the paritz is sosum, so you don't have avira da'agisa with da'agisa mevatalit. That's right, three next to two opening, you're not going to say the three is this battle because the two and the ten is mevatlit. No, because the two became sosum. Masha'enken, Amma next to Amma, it's never made the Amma sosum, even if you hold Oymed Kaporitz as mutter. So a male effect of Gemara, Avir da'agisa, da'agisa mevatlit. Meaning this Yisoyed the Rishash that he says, and Achronim, the Ganyankim, they all say this, is that Oymed Meruba makes the Poritz sosum. You don't say this by Oymed Kaporitz, even if Oymed Kaporitz is mutter. But you don't say that the Poritz is sosum. And likewise, even when you have Oymed Mishnei Tzadim, like we said before, 1.5 and 1.5 on each side and 2 in the middle, over here you're also not going to say that Oymed Mishnei Tzadim, even if you say Oymed Merubah Mishnei Tzadim, it's called Oymed, but it's not going to be Mevatel, the Avir in between, because it's not a regular Oymed or Merubah next to it on its own. It's only because 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3. That type of Oymed is not Mevatel, the Avir. So Memele, the Gemara still asks over there that the Avir, the Hagis, Mevatelay. That means if it's not a proper Oymed Merubah LaParutz next to the Parutz, anything less than that is not going to make the Parutz into Sosum. If it's equal, even if Poritz Koymed is Mutter, it's not going to make it Sosum. If it's Oymed Mishnei Tzadim, and Oymed Mishnei Tzadim is considered Oymed, it's not going to make it Sosum. It might be considered Oymed, Meruba, but it's not going to make it Sosum if it's 1.5 plus 1.5 on two sides, even though 3 is more than 2. But it's not going to make the 2 Sosum. So when Mela is not Sosum, you still have the Kash of Avir Dagisa. So Oymed Mishnei Ruchos and Oymed Kaporitz, even if Oymed Kaporitz Mutter, and Oymed Mishnei Ruchos have Oymed, is not the same as Oymed Meruba LaParutz. Where's the nafkamina? Legabe, the Poritz part, is it sosum or is it not sosum? Frag the Gemara, the final kasha. Why are you saying that you're placing a pass of gimel after an avir of 2 to mevatel the 15, to mevatel the extra 5? V'yachik amo, v'yase pas amo mechzo. V'yachik amo, v'yase pas amo mechzo. You can start off with an opening of an amo, and then a pass of Amma Umechzo, and then an opening of an Amma, and then a pass of Amma Umechzo, and then the 10 Ammas open. So there ends up being the 5 you mevatel how by an opening of an Amma, and then a Amma Vechetzi pass next to it, which is Oymed Meruba LaParutz, and then an Amma of opening, and then Amma Vechetzi next to it. So 2 Amma Vechetzis are 3, and the 2 Ammas of Avir is 2, so it's 5. So you have opening of an Amma, pass of Amma Vechetzi, opening of an amma, a pass of an amma v'chetzi, and then the 10. So over here, you solved all the problems. You don't have avira da'agisa da'agisa mevatle for the last amma v'chetzi, because the amma v'chetzi is greater than the amma of avir. So you only have avira da'agisa da'agisa when it's smaller be'etzim. Over here, it's not smaller. Over here, the pass is larger. Just like we said, by the 3 is not this battle, even though you have the 2 of the Ave next to it and the 10 of the Ave on the other side. Because the Etzim, you have Oymen Ruhe, makes it Sosum. So over here, the Am of a Chetzi Pass is Sosum the Am next to it, and then the Am of a Chetzi Pass is Sosum the Am next to it. So Mele, you can have an Echa Timtza. Now, what's better with this Echa Timtza instead of 3? Zog Rashi. If you're not going to have the Avi of Ame being mitzav with the Avi of the Pesach of 10, levat amu mechzo, the botile Avi de zutumine. Here's the Yisoy that Rashi is saying. Over here, the Avi is bottle. The Avi became sosum. Why is this a better way of asking? Here we want to make it harder. It seems like that was Toys Kashi before. That over here we see clearly, you don't want to have an opening of 2 Amas Kachas. You want to make it that it's small entrances. An Avir of Amma, an Avir of Amma. Why make an Avir of 2 Amas? You want to make it harder for the person to enter. An Amma and an Amma. Like this, he'll end up utilizing the main Pesach of 10, which has the Lechi and has the Koira. And for the Gemara, Einoch Hanami. You're right. You could have said this Eitzah of an opening of an Amma and then an Amma v'chetzi of a pass and an opening of an Amma and an Amma v'chetzi pass. But Kulei Hai Lo Yatchechu Rabbonon. And this was Tosfos Raya that we came to be machmir. We came to make it harder and we said Kulei Hai Lo Yatchechu Rabbonon. So it comes at Maskonos HaGemara, the Eitzah is 3 Ammas pass and 2 Ammas opening next to it in order the mevatel the extra 5. And we're not matriach you to make it in a different oifen like we're saying now, because as Zoyvayt, we're not matriach you to make the opening less than 2 amas, and we allowed it to be 2 amas, even though you could have made 1 amma opening, and 1.5, 1.5. Zog di gemorre nukasha, v'lechush, dil meshovik pischa rabbe, v'al be pischa zuta. Meaning, you have the opening of 10. And now you have an opening of 2 next to it, meaning a pass of 3 and then 2. Maybe your people will totally leave the Pesach Rabbah of 10 and will start only utilizing the Pesach of 2. And if they're only using the Pesach of 2, then the lechi that you have to this movi by the opening of 10 will be in this battle, because it's not going to be a functional Pesach anymore. The whole behetra of the movi is the lechi that by the opening of 10, or the koyer over there. But if you're going to use now and the opening of the 2, so then be choishes that will be mevatel the pischa rabbah, and obviously there's no heter of lechi on this movi anymore because it's not functional. And for the Gemara, Omer Avada Bar Masna, Chazoka Eino de Meniach Pesach Godlo V'Nichlas Pesach Kotten. A person doesn't utilize a uncomfortable Pesach, Pesach Kotten, and give up on the Pesach Godlo, the Bakvemta, the easy, the more functional Pesach, which is 10 Amis. So maybe you don't have to worry about that being as bad to the Pesach Godlo. Frek the Gemara, Umay Shnom in Rab Ami V'Rab Asi. We had the Gemara in Daf Hey, where it said that if you have a Movush and Nifrat Mitzidoi, if you have a breach on the side, there's a Chshash that over there, you'll leave the main Pesach and you start going from the side. L'chari, we just said a person doesn't go to something that's not as comfortable. And for the Gemara over there is a Maila. And it's easier because of a different reason. Hosom komemayit bi'ilucha. If it's on the side, so a person coming from the other side, it's a shortcut. So over there with Choshe Shtakar of Amin of Asi says, then Movish Shenifat Mitzidoi, there's a chash that you'll leave the Pesach only and utilize the side Pesach. Because over there it's komemayit bi'iluchai. Mashenken over here, hocholoi komemayit bi'iluchai. When it's in the front, it doesn't make a difference if the Pesach on the right or the left. That's not called komemayit bi'iluchai. Komemayit bi'iluchai is only a proper shortcut when it's on the sides. That's an entrance on the side. That's called a shortcut. So over there, we're talking choishes. Over here, we're not choishes. That you'll be ozev pischa rabbe to go to the new Pesach, to go only to the Pesach Zuta. Mashenken on the side, we're talking choishes that a person is going to be ozev the pischa rabbe and go to the Pesach Zuta. Zog the Gemara weiter, Tanan Hosom. Steht in a Tesefta, it's not really a Mishnah, it's a Tesefta in Kalim as follows. Oy ho aslo. You have a toilet seat. Now, the olden days, the toilet seat wasn't like we have a regular toilet seat. It was a strap that had a thin strap, and that was where you sat on. You held it, I guess, around your shoulders, a strap on each side. And then there was a hole in between that you make doilim through. So this or of the asla, the strap of the or of the asla of this toilet seat, v'cholol shaloi, and this hole inside, like the hole of the donut, the hole of the toilet seat, is mitztarfin b'tefach. In order for, let's say you have a Tumas mace, and you now have an oil, something on top of it, that makes it, that is Tumas oil, that all the kelim in the house become Tomei, that's only if you're mile a tefach over the mace. So the Ora Aslo, even though the strap might not be a tefach, it might be less than a tefach, but you can be mitzarif the whole of the Ora Aslo as a chelik of the tefach, and mamela it's considered that it's mile over a mace, and it's metame kelim that are next to it. What's this case of Ora Aslo? Omer Rabba Bachanum Rabbi Yechanon, or Kisu Shel Beis HaKisei, it's the or of a Kisu Shel Beis HaKisei, a toilet seat. Zogt Rashi, Or HaOsu Le Beis HaKisei Shel Sorim. Baruch Hashem, we're lucky, we're living in a different world, but only Sorim had a toilet seat, so to speak. They had this type of Ora Aslo. So Zogt Gemara, so or Kisu Shel Beis HaKisei, Zogt Gemara Kama, what's the amount, what's the area of this width of this hole that you're saying that it's bottled to the straps around it and it's mitzarif to the shear tefach, because only a tefach is maybe tuma if you have a kazayis from a mace. Zog du moga ki osir avdimi omar etzbayim ikan veetzbayim ikan veetzbayim revach beemtza. That means 2 finger breadths of strap, 2 finger breadths of hole, and then 2 finger breadths again of a strap. And that's considered 6 etzboys, and 6 etzboys is a tefach. Zogmo ki osa Ravin Omar. Ravin said no. Etzba umechzamikan. It's 1.5 fingers of straps. The etzba umechzamikan. And 1.5 fingers of the straps on the other side. The etzba revach beemtza. And only 1 etzba of a space in between. So the hole is smaller. It's only 1 etzba. But the total amount, according to Ravin, is only 4 etzbois. 1.5 etzba, 1.5 etzba of or with 3 plus an etzba in the middle is 1, which is 4. 3 plus 1 is 4. Versus 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. Zog di gemoge, omale abayle ravdimi, mi pligisu. Are we saying that they argue about the shear of how much the nekev in the or is? Omale loy, the etzim is no machloikus. They're talking about different things. Ho be ravresa, ho be zutresa. Depends which fingers you're talking about. Ravin that says that it's 4 fingers, 1.5, 1.5, and 1 in between. That's talking about the thumbs. So mele, those are larger fingers. So there, it's taka 4. Masha enkein, ravdimi, that said that it's 6, that it's 2 plus 2 plus 2, is talking about zutrasa. He's talking about the pinkies. And that's taka, 6 of those are a tefach. Veloy pligin. When it's the thumb, then it's taka 4. When it's the pointer or the pinky, then it's taka 6. They're both talking about the same shear tefach. The question is, which finger you're comparing it to? Now the Gemara says, Omalei, laya pligisu. No, be'etzim, there is a machloikas. What's the, you say the machloikas, why does he say 2, 2, 2? And he says 1.5, 1.5, and 1 in between? Because of the machloikas that we said before, of oimen merubah laporetz mishtei tzadim. Zog the Gemara, ube oimen merubah laporetz mishtei ruchos pligisu. The machloikas is, do you consider oimen merubah laporetz mishtei ruchos? Ravin that said that we're talking about 1.5 and 1.5 and 1 in between. He specifically said such a case because 1.5 is more than 1. So Mameli wanted to say a case we have Oymer Meruba next to it, not Mishteit Stodim, because 1.5 is more than 1. Mashenkin Rav Dimi that said 2 plus 2 on each side and 2 in the middle, you don't have Oymer Meruba. You have Oymer Kaporetz. The only way you have Oymer Meruba is Oymer Mishteit Ruchos. So the machlekes says, do you say oimen mishtei ruchos have oimen meruba or not? Zog the moga omalei that no laya pligisu about it's a machlekes. Uva oimen meruba lapoetz mishtei ruchos pligisu. Ledi doch, according to you have oimed and oimen mishtei ruchos have oimed, and that's why you can be mevatelit al yedei according to Avdim al yedei 2 plus 2 on each side, which is oimen meruba mishtei ruchos have oimed, and that's as mevatel the 2 in the middle. And that's why the Avir is nisbatel to the Shir Tefach, that's maybe Tuma on top of the oil of the Kzayis Min HaMeis. Because you want to be mevatel this Avir to make it that it's taka a Shir of the Tefach. So that's how you mevatel the Avir. Otherwise, where do you have a Tefach? Masha'enkin l'Ravin, miruach achasav oimed. By according to Ravin, Dafki said a case of 1.5 and 1.5 and 1 in between, because oimen merubah is only miruach achas. Only when it's next to it, it's mevatel it oimen merubah laporetz, but not oimen mishtei ruchos. L'Ravin miruach achas lava oimed, mishtei ruchos lava oimed. So he said the Dafki in a case where it's oimen merubah 1.5 klapei 1. Sagt die Gemara, it's muchach that the machloikis is oimid merube mishtei ruchas if it's called an oimid or not. Why? The isak adat chloi pligisu, if you're going to say that this is not the machloikis, so then the rabbin hochi bai lele meimar. Rabbin could have said a case of four its boys in a way that it's all equal. Why do you have to say that one and a half and one and a half and one in between? He could have said, etzba v'shlish mikan, it's one and a third on the right of the strap, the etzba v'shlish mikan, and one and a third on the left strap, the etzba v'shlish rabach v'emza, and one and a third in the middle, which is the exact same four etz boys. One and a third plus one and a third plus one and a third is four. Why did Bedavka say one and a half and one and a half and one in between? Because he did not want to say oimen meruba mishtei ruchois. Oimen mishtei ruchois loyam rinon. So Meli said Dafka case of one and a half next to one, which is oimen meruba meruach achas. Zog the Gemara ve elamai palginon. Elamai, you want to say that Rav Dimi holds that oimim merubim mishtei tzodim yesam rinon, and that's why he said 2, 2, 2, and 2 plus 2 is 4, and that's more than the 2. So why do you have to say such a case? If he holds that oimim mishtei tzodim amrinon, oimim mishtei ruchos, oimim merubim lepoz mishtei ruchos amrinon, so he should have said a simple case. Ve elamai, why do you say equal? He should have said more, when it's sort of more from two sides. Not that it's equal, and then it's sort of that it's more. Ve'el amai pliginun, so ledidi hochi bai lele me'emar, I could have said a case of six boys in the following manner. Etzba v'shnei shlishim mikan, you have an etzba and two-thirds of strap on the right. Ve'etzba v'shnei shlishim mikan, and an etzba and two-thirds of an etzba on the left strap. Ve'etzbayim, and two-finger breaths, and shnei shlishim revach b'emza, and two-finger breaths, and two-thirds of space in between. You rather make this, if you told that oimid mishtei ruchos have a oimid, then you rather make the middle more than next to it, not equal next to it. And the reason why it's considered oimid lualapot, and it's considered a tefach, and the avir is, so to speak, bottle, and it's a shame that it's a tefach of mayel al kzayis ameis, is because you have an etzba and two-thirds, and etzba two-thirds is more than two etzbas and two-thirds. Because an etzba and two-thirds, and etzba and two-thirds is two etzba and three etzba and a third, and two etzba and two-thirds is two etzba and two-thirds. So three etzba and one-third is more than two etzba and two-thirds. Together, that's exactly six. Three etzba and two-thirds, and three etzba and one-thirds, and two etzba and two-thirds, if 3 plus 2 is 5, and two-thirds and one-third is the sixth etzba. So why do you say a case of six etzbois, according to Avdimi, 2, 2, 2, and you want to say the word is, oimim mishtei ruchos, have a oimid, you could have said, etzba v'shnei shlishim of or, and etzba v'shnei shlishim of or, and etzbaim v'shnei shlishim, even though etzbaim v'shnei shlishim is more than the etzba v'shnei shlishim next to it, but etzba v'shnei shlishim and etzba v'shnei shlishim from both sides is more than etzbaim v'shnei shlishim in the middle. So why don't you say such a case if you want to say oim meruba, oim mishtei ruchos have a oimid? So the fact that it didn't say this case according to Rav Dimi must be he holds that oim mishtei ruchos loy have a oimid. So what's the pshat in 2, 2, 2? That's because over there, it's Porutz Koimid. And the question is, if Porutz Koimid is Mutar Aser, and that is the Machloikas. Zog the Gemara, El Ike Lememid de Pliginon. What's the Yisrael Machloikas between Rav Dimi and Ravin? The Porutz Koimid Pliginon. If it's equal, if Porutz Koimid is considered Mutar Aser, according to Rav Dimi, 2, 2, 2 is 2, 2 and two, two of strap and two of avir and two of strap is porutz ka'oimed. So porutz ka'oimed is muta. So in mele, it's considered a tefach. Mashenkin, according to Rabin, it's dafke a case of etzba mechza and etzo mechza and etzba be'emza. Because oimed kaporutz is osur, so the only way you have oimed meruba is etzba mechza mikan ve etzba mechza mikan. So according to Rabin, porutz ka'oimed is osur. So Mela, he says that the etzba in the middle is less than the etzba mechza next to it. And according to Rav Dimi, it's porutz koimid is muta, and that's why he says that it's exactly equal, meaning it's two of strap and two of avir, and porutz koimid is muta, and that's the yisoid of machloikas, do you say porutz koimid is muta or not? But la'olam, according to everyone, oimid merube mishneit stodim is maybe loyam rinon. Now, Tosfos right away has a kash on the bottom. The etzbaim v'shnei shlishim revach be'emtza. When the Gemara said that it's etzba v'shlish ve'etzba v'shlish ve'etzbaim v'shnei shlishim, so Zok Tosfos, maybe the etzbaim v'shnei shlishim of avir in the Ora Aslo should be mevatel the etzba v'shlish next to it, because avir da'agisa out of the Ora Aslo should be mevatel this etzba v'shlish.
Sagt Tesis, lo shaykh bar aslo, shu kli, os avir da agis, avir da alma mevatale. Ele be mechitzes kvus. By mechitzes kvus, you can say avir da agis, agis mevatale. Then the Tesis wants to say another pshat is, because you don't say this only by avir in the place itself. The avir that's a chelik of the place that you're being soysim. Masha enkein of the eser. That's the eser is part of the mavui. The avir da agisa da agisa. So we said the eser together with the two is mavatal, the something in between. Masha enkein over here, where it's avir she'enim in a machitza, that's a vada not mavatal. Over here also. The avir stam out of the asla is not going to be mavatal together with the avir between the aslo, the seat in the middle, the hole, together with the avir outside of the asla. You don't say avir da agisa mavatal when it's something that's not a chelik of the machitzas that we're discussing. We'll finish with the last Tosis. The Tosis before is a very surgical Tosis. Tosis says by the Ora Aslo, so we're talking about that the tumas of Tosis that is under the mace, the tumor, the Kazayis Ben HaMace, is not under the hole. Ein chenami. The hole might be considered that it's sosum because Oymim Ruba Laporitz is kososum. If on the tzad that it was Oymim Ruba, if it's Oymim Kaporitz and Ein Chalami, we said before in B'Shem Derishash, that doesn't make it Sosum. But on the tzad now, that it's also Oymim Meruba, the middle is Sosum. So even though it's Sosum, the tumor has to be Dafka under the leather strap. It can't be under the Avi part. Zoktoy says, Hanik Shatumer Akli Tachas Or. Just like we say in Sukkah, that over there in Sukkah we say that even if Avir of Sukkah is Mitztarif, but you can't be Yishenim Tachtov. Even if Avir of Sukkah is considered Sosum and it's kosher, but you can't sleep under the Avir. The same thing over here. The Tumah cannot be under that hole. It has to be under the strap. Now, Tosfos says we're only considering it Sosum because of Oymim Ruba Laporitz. But what about Mitzad Lovu? In fact, Tosfos says a Bomba Kasha. Every Ara Asla, we're talking about less than Gemel Tvachim. Let that make it that the hole itself is Lovu. It's like Sosum. Zoktoyses ve'ein lachshav va'avik kasosum mitam lovud. Zoktoyses big yisoid the hilchus of gemirah lagabe tuma d'le'amrin on lovud. By tuma you don't say lovud. You don't say lovud when it comes to tuma and tyra. So merely you're not going to say that it's lovud in order that it's considered that the hole is filled up and it's considered mitzarif to a tefach. Now you have to ma'ayin in the teretz of Tosfos because the mashma in Tosfos that mitzad lovud lahachme would not be a problem. Meaning. Tumah beloved, you don't say, but mitzad the etzem fact that it's loved lahachmir lemaisi being machmir. You're saying over here that it's metame the kalim because of oil, so that's loved lahachmir. That would not be a problem apparently. Al kaponim, the teretz of Tosfos is that lovud the hilchus gemira lo gabe tumah lo yamrin on lovud. There's a hilchus gemira that we don't say lovud kesosum when it comes to tumah. The Rashba gives another teretz. The other Rishonim give other teretzim. The Rashba says that we don't say lovud by metaltin, only by karka. So since the asla is metaltlin, so maybe you don't say lovud. Lovud is by karka or by chubal karka, by schach. So mashenkein, the schach is on top of the karka, on top of the tfanois. That is considered karka. But by metaltlin movables, you don't say lovud. The Ritva says that a yisoid is like a yisoid. Why you don't say lovud over here? Since the ora aslo, the hole is meant to remain open, that's what the function is, it's supposed to remain open, you don't say lovud on something that's going to remain, that's meant lo'olam to remain open. Lovud is kasosum. You don't say lovud kasosum on something that's built and made and meant to remain open lo'olam. So Mela doesn't pass lovud over there, because since lovud is soysimit, you don't say lovud kasosum on something that's meant to be open. By tzchach, by other places, it's not meant to be like that. So you can say lovud to close it up. Masha'inkin, lovud over here, where it's built and meant to remain like that, open, so you don't say lovud kesosum. Now, maskolas haGemara that we say that oymed meruba lepot mishtei ruchos. It's a question if amrinon or loyamrinon. So it comes out lahalocha. The Chazanish says that when you have a beged of talis cotton tzitzis, so you have to make sure that the hole that you put a head in is smaller than the beged that you have on your shoulder. On the right shoulder. It can't be that the beggar and the right and left are mitzarev together as oymed meruba laporutz. Because that's oymed mishtei ruchos. It has to be oymed meruach achas if you have to be machmir, because since it's not klola maskona, if you say oymed mishtei ruchos, it's considered oymed meruba, so you have to make sure that the cloth that goes over the shoulder is wider than the hole next to it. Now, obviously, you're not going to be mitzaref the avir out of the tzitzit, like Tosfos says. Avir da hagisa is not mevatel if it's out of the mechitza kvuas. It's something that's not part of the thing. Stam out of it, like out of the orasa, that's not going to be the avir that's mevatel. But the avir in the inside, we want that to be chelik of the beggar of the tzitzit, so it can't be that it has to be oimim ruba l'porutz. All right, we'll stop over here by the two doubts about a moment.